Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You have me for the next 2 hours. Folks, I want to give you a shout-out real quick and just tell you thank you very much for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication in 53 countries, as well as several affiliates across the United States of America, and also making us the number two show during the week. And we've been with GCN for about 4 years now, and we just totally appreciate the fact that people are tuning in and listening as to the things that we have to say. Because, folks, we're not bringing you our opinion. We're bringing you the facts. And the way we do that is stick to the Word of God and stick to the Constitution of the United States of America. You can always tell when a stick is crooked by doing what, friends? By laying a straight one next to it. And that's why we bring in our founding documents. Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States, rightly said that our Constitution and our republic is established upon the rock, the Bible, which is the rock, folks. And we not need get away from that, friends, because it's important that we know who we are, where we came from, because if we don't, we don't know where we're going. Yes, and I added a little old English in there for you, so I hope you appreciate that. Also wanted to give a shout-out to KWTO, again, KWTO 56 AM, Springfield, Missouri, who just picked us up. Welcome to the program, and we appreciate your trust as well. And again, that's KWTO 560 AM, Springfield, Missouri. Folks, I also want to give you a call-in number anytime over the next 2 hours. If you'd like to give us a call, please do. It's a new phone number, folks. It's a brand new phone number. We got a brand new system set up in here so we can actually take the phone calls. It's 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to be talking about gun control dictator style today. Got caught up in it yesterday. I'm going to bring it over to today's show. And that's what we're going to be talking about. What's going on across the United States of America? And what is all this gun control about? And who's behind it? We're going to expose that for you. And again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that as well. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, which interacts with sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to jump over there in just a moment. You can also jump on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Again, double E. And folks, one more time, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Going over to Facebook, we have three accounts, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty sonsoflibertyradio.com or Sons of Liberty Media and Sons of Liberty Media and Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook as well. Don't mean to confuse it, but folks, we're out there. We're not hard to find. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's heads. Friends, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're actually out there doing the stuff. We're not a bunch of paper tigers, though we are out there as far as our aggregate sites, sonsoflibertymedia.com, WND, Freedom Outpost, you go Western Journalism, 40 different outlets across the country every week. As well, friends, Philly's got about 50 affiliates across the United States of America concerning radio. We are broadcasting to the nation as well as 53 countries, folks. And we just appreciate the opportunity to be found faithful unto God and unto you to do what we're called to do. And again, folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Got a lot going on in our country today. People of Tennessee prove that when we stand together, hey, folks, we can do this, of course. See, when what happens, friends, is when 318 million people come together and they go back and they do a little homework knowing their founding documents, what they do is they make reference to the law to deal with the crime. And what we need in this country, friends, is justice. Justice is the guardian of liberty. And keep in mind, friends, that is what's inscribed on the back of the Supreme Court. Right under Moses and the Ten Commandments. For those that are new listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember everybody in this country, for the most part, is complaining about man's 10,000 commandments. Folks, if you want to eradicate man's 10,000 commandments, simply get back to God's Ten Commandments. And by the way, they're not suggestions, they are commandments. And that's what we're seeing happening over in Tennessee today, friends. Again, people of Tennessee prove that when we stand together, we can do this. We can win the day. And that's exactly what they did. Sons of Liberty Media. .com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Time for Snowden on plea deal. Brand new article just posted by Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, you need to pull the curtain back on Jade Helm, friends, and pay attention as to what's going on, because the state-controlled narrative is pretty silent on the issue. But we have some contributors, friends, that are pulling the curtain back, because we know Scripture tells us there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Well, that's what we're doing here over on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're showing you what's behind the closed door. We're showing you as to what's really happening, even when the state-controlled media doesn't want you to know as to what's going on behind closed doors. We're here to show you. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. The court, well, good for them. The court lifts ban on Planned Parenthood video. CMP releases footage of STEM Express CEO joking about shock of receiving whole babies from Planned Parenthood. Folks, you are dealing with the criminal mindset, and you can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when you go to the founder of Planned Parenthood, who is none other than Margaret Sanger, the devil herself, and she is exactly where she needs to be right now. And it's probably not working out too good for her, is it? But she's the one that said the most merciful thing that a family can do with one of its infant members is to kill it. And we are seeing how many years later. We knew this back in the 30s. But what we did is we said, oh, well, she doesn't mean ill will. Friends, 57 million babies have been murdered in the womb on the consent of the American people, allowing their government to sanction the murder of the innocent by calling it choice. And for those that did not know, I want to give you the stats. So when you hear politicians advocate, well, you know, we gotta have free choice for our women out there. You know, the fact of the matter is, when you look at stats, friends, it doesn't line up, because 1% of all abortions are for, guess what, friends? 1% rape or incest. The second stat is just this. When you hear a politician advocate, well, we got to keep Planned Parenthood out there, I want you to understand that they know that it's mob money. It's blood money. Okay? Because you need to understand that 3% of all abortions take place. I'm sorry, 6% of all abortions take place in this country because of the mother's health or the baby's health. They're endangered. So one has to go. Okay? And 93% of all abortions run off the backs of, guess who, friends? Social reasons. They don't want the baby. But it's interesting, when you begin to show the people across the country what an abortion is, it seems like nobody advocates it. But those that advocate it, they don't want you to actually see what they are advocating. Why is that? Because they know exactly what it's about. Folks, these people need to be indicted, and they need to be charged, every single one of them, all the way up to the White House. We'll be right back after this break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Again, 1-866-582-9933. Right during the last segment there, friends, right before the break, I was actually talking about how the court lifts ban on Planned Parenthood video on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And interestingly enough, for most people, they don't really understand what it's all about. And I'm talking about the young people. And for the new listener, I've done over 360 public high schools in this country from literally coast to coast. And, you know, at one particular time, I was doing a high school assembly in Fargo, North Dakota, and a girl out of 360 schools, friends, I had one young girl out of 360 public high schools. I had one young girl come up to me and say, I have a problem with the topic of abortion. And I looked at her and I said, well, it's a good thing your mama didn't. And that was the end of the conversation right then and there. There was no debate. We understand what God means in the sixth commandment, Exodus 20, when he said, thou shalt not kill. We also understand what it means in Proverbs 6, verse 17, where it says that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And it's interesting that 78% of America, they love God so much that they fail to keep his commandments. Isn't that rather hypocritical? But when you look over in Scripture, it says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And, of course, we can find that in 1 John. But for those that are encouraged by what I'm saying right now, we can go back to John 14, verse 21, where it says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. Amen. Now, folks, if I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be doing, right? They'd be shouting me down, saying, Brother Dean, Brother Dean, amen, Brother Dean. Amen is right. Folks, there's no reason why we are standing back and allowing those that call it free choice or a government that sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb, namely of those that have been fearfully and wonderfully created by our Creator, to stand back and allow these things to take place. I mean, look what's happened. What's transpired concerning Planned Parenthood over the last couple weeks, friends? They've been exposed. But you guys, friends, I'm speaking to the Americans, of course. You all understand after the Gosnell case as to the atrocities that were taking place behind closed doors. Hearing of babies that were thrown into toilets, gasping for air, and assistants would walk over and basically clip their heads off. We already knew this stuff, friends, as to what Planned Parenthood is about. We also know that Planned Parenthood is all about eradicating the black and the Hispanic race. And here we have a president in the White House that's advocated the murder of the innocent over 242 times in his 142 short days in Senate. That should put a chill up anybody's spine. And you feel like you're safe in this country? You've got to be kidding. Oh, and for those that did not know, also keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama also voted two times to make sure that there would be a second doctor in that abortion clinic to make sure that if the baby came out alive, well, the second doctor would be there to make sure that that baby wouldn't come out alive. This is crazy stuff. America, I got to say, have you lost your soul? And isn't it interesting, the only people that are actually advocating abortion are those that have been born? Again, standing on the facts here. This is ridiculous. But the good news is, I always want to encourage you, friends, as David said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay and put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. Folks, we're seeing hundreds upon hundreds, over 300 Planned Parenthood protests to take place simultaneously in 47 states on the 22nd, which is today. So for everyone out there, by the way, friends, Protestant has meaning protesting. 78% of you Christians out there that are protesting, you are living up to your name. Amen. And you know the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. That's why you're out there protesting this darkness. You're protesting murder, and rightfully so. That's exactly what we're called to do. And rest assured, as John Quincy Adams, the sixth president of the United States, rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. God will manifest his favor upon the righteous because he promised to do just that. And he will cause those that dig the pit to fall into it. So let's stay the course. Let's deal with the Planned Parenthood's lawfully. Let's execute judgment and let's establish righteousness and peace in the streets and within the gates of the United States of America. And I'll tell you what, furthermore, let's go ahead and make way for the entrance concerning the innocent in the womb to come into this world and be raised up the same way that we have. Amen. Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends. Again, lots going on, lots going on, lots going on. I'm just holding on right now, friends. Holding on right now. We have Ted Cruz puts the smackdown on the open lesbian Ellen Page at Iowa State Fair. Friends, if you were to follow the rule of law, you'll find that in every state, the act of sodomy, look at your state statute, it's illegal in every state. God didn't call homosexuality sin, he called it an abomination. And there's a big difference. And when you begin to pay attention, you'll again find that the fruit does not fall too far from the tree when it comes to these that are advocating the gay agenda. For those that did not know, again, I know that I have a new a batch of new listeners today. I want you to understand that when they advocated something called homosexual marriage in Canada, the first thing they did was they actually attacked the church. You're seeing that in America today. We've been warned, America. The second thing they did is the radical homosexuals went after homeschoolers over there in Canada. And what they did is they told the parents in Canada, no longer can you teach your kids that homosexuality is an abomination. Really? Wow. And thirdly, over there in the country of Canada, friends, the radical homosexuals, when they got their way through something called homosexual marriage, sodomite marriage, never in the history of mankind, guess what they did? They wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old, friends. Homosexual marriage, never in the history of mankind. Remember what John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said. He said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of Christian faith. And he said it's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. The radical homosexuals are being used by this criminal administration to upend your sovereignty, America, to give way to something called Sharia law, because systematically and methodically, method by method, stage by stage, line upon line, precept upon precept, friends, what are you seeing? You're seeing the Muslim religion, the radicals right behind the homosexuals, using the method that the homosexuals are using. They're being used. And, oh, by the way, so are the Muslims. They're being used as well because they want to establish something called a new world order. We'll talk about that later on. Again, Sons of Liberty Media, Ted Cruz puts the smackdown on open lesbian Ellen Page at Iowa State Fair. Of course, what do? They play the victim. But let's just go back to Kevin Jennings, the founder of GLSEN. What did he say? He said that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, they play the victim. They hold the shield when, in fact, friends, they have a spear behind the shield. They are the ones that are doing the attacking. No state in our union, friends, has passed anything to do with homosexual marriage or the sodomite agenda lawfully. Not one state, friends. And you need to understand that you are dealing with the lawless. And I want to say this, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Can I hear an amen? Amen. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Lord of the Rings actor. Unless we find our moral compass, we will lose our civilization. Going back again to the second president of the United States of America, he said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. But when that goes, he said everything goes right on. Because we're called to be the light, America, that reproves the darkness, Ephesians 5, not the other way around. But if you let it go, and you're apathetic, and you're tolerant towards those that mean to destroy your country, read Isaiah 5, because what you'll begin to see is what you're beginning to see in America today. They'll put light for darkness and darkness for light, bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter, so on and so forth. Good for evil and evil for good. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, VA forces artists to remove Confederate flag from Civil War mural. Folks, you got to wake up as to what's going on here. They're attempting to shift your foundations away from you, America. Have a friend, former CIA agent, told me that this administration's objective is to attack the Constitution and the Christian faith in this country. And what has he done for the last 6 and 7 years? Just that. And the American people have stood down and tolerated his crimes to the equivalent of 1,063 known transgressions of the Constitution of the United States of America. Oh, how little of your history, America, do you know? This is not tolerated whatsoever in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Unarmed American soldiers put their own jihad on Islamic terrorists on French train. Amen. Oh, and by the way, just a little side note. For those that know anything about their history, we understand that less than 3% of the population was used along with 13 colonies and 56 signers to establish what we have here today. And if it wasn't for our militia, I'm going to be talking about this in just a couple minutes, we wouldn't be here today because it was the militia, it was you and I, it was our forefathers, friends, that were standing up, fighting off the British Empire, that tyrant known as King George. Read the Declaration of Independence, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But if it wasn't for the militia, we wouldn't be here today. We're finding that the militia in the United States is beginning to zero in on, guess who, friends? The radical Muslims within the United States, because they're finding that their government is actually advocating what they should be condemning. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about gun control dictator style.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Independently leading the way for the nation.
Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. We got Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just called in, wanted to give us a quick update as to what's going on with the protests across the country concerning Planned Parenthood. Welcome to the show, Tim. How are you, my friend?
Hey, brother.
Hey, what's going on, brother from another mother?
Well, I got several updates across the line here in North Carolina, the state across from me. They had a good turnout this morning there to protest against Planned Parenthood. And spoke with a brother up in Nashville, Tennessee, Scott Buss, over at firebreathingchristian.com. And he also went out, and they had a lot of people come out, and he said it was great to meet new people that were of like mind, and they protested as well. And he was very excited. In fact, we had a little conversation before the radio show, and he said, you know what, if the church doesn't cut the head off of the snake of Planned Parenthood now, then we're showing we're absolutely worthless.
That's right.
because everything that's been handed, it's been put right in our lap.
That's right. Well, and here again, Tim, if the American people take the time to pay attention to the details, I mean, if the doctors, as they call themselves, really the murderers, the Mengeles of the day, aren't jamming scissors in the back of a baby's head to kill it, then they're sucking the baby out, or they're actually injecting saline solution into the body, salt, to kill the baby. So I don't know why it's come to this and why we have to come to this point. We should have dealt with this a long time ago, but we know that, and this is not on my watch, nor is it on your watch, but we know that someone sat down, namely the American people in 1973, when they allowed their government to sanction the murder of the innocent. And I know for one thing that this generation today is standing up, and they say, and I've seen their t-shirts that say, "You are not killing off our generations," and I praise God for just that.
Amen. Yeah, that's exactly right. And as Dave Dabemar pointed out yesterday in his column, show us the law. There is no law. There was a Supreme
Court
ruling, but there's never been a law. And this goes back, some thoughts I had from 2004 when Michael Peruca was running for office. He said the first thing he would do would be to go after abortion doctors, because he said there is no law that says that it's right to murder children.
Well, Tim, if it looks like law and it smells like law and it has the color of law, well, then the American people just sit back and say, well, they know better than we do, when in fact they don't. They're only getting away with whatever you let them get away with, America. This is illegal in this country, not only abortion, but also sodomy, friends. We need to take our country back. We are ruled by law in this country, not by opinion.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, I just wanted to give you the update on that. And,
I appreciate it. I totally appreciate it. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have EPA's highest paid employee, John C. Beal, sentenced to 32 months in prison for fraud and lying. Well, who's that guy? Well, let me tell you who this guy is. The Environmental Protection Agency's highest paid employee and a leading expert on climate change was just sentenced to 32 months for what? Fraud and lying. He wasn't just found out today, friends. He's been doing this for 15 years. Along with the Al Gores and this administration, friends, they're just trying to gouge you. They're trying to oppress you. They're trying to tax you for something that doesn't exist. I'd love to line every one of these people up and ask them the question, so what did God possibly do with our earth before you were born? We never had these issues before, but now all of a sudden here is another emergency that we need to deal with. Do you remember, friends, just a couple years back, the climate change monkeys came out? And by the way, these people are dangerous. You need to understand this is totalitarianism in action. This is communism. When these people start talking about climate change and we need to do this, that, and the other thing, folks, they have no more control over it than anybody else does. That's God's business, not theirs. But the fact of the matter is a couple years ago they were trying to, you know, promote this new, we need climate change, we need a tax for this and a tax for that, and we need to deal with this, and we want more authority. That's not what they're telling you, but that's what they want. By another new emergency, which is the plea of every tyrant known to mankind. Isn't it interesting how they were trying to promulgate the message that we have a globe that is overheating, and just within the week, there was a major snowstorm in Washington, D.C. Do you remember this? See, God will not leave himself without witness, friends. But here again, friends, we have these people. They are being uncovered, which is the mercy of God, and it's for the people in this country to stand up and execute the laws unto righteousness through judgment. Because again, friends, justice is the guardian of liberty. Now, I want to get over to what I want to talk about today. Gun control dictator style. And I got caught in this yesterday because it was some of the things that were happening across the boards in the country here. We have D.C. police chief blurts out the truth about gun laws. See, friends? Here, let me say that again. See, friends? I'm stuck. Somebody hit me. But isn't it interesting, folks? These people, they blurt out the truth in their confusion. If they were to actually sit down and think about what they needed to say before they said it, they wouldn't tell you the truth. That's why you have a president, you have an administration that needs a teleprompter, because they're completely lost without it. Here, let me say it this way. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Mr. President. Washington, D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier, in her confusion again, blurted out the truth about the real results of gun laws recently, indicating they do absolutely nothing to stop criminals from obtaining guns or high-capacity magazines. Oh, really? Did we just come to that conclusion? But that's the argument as to why we need more gun laws in America. I mean, as if to suggest that criminals are going to actually ask for permits to carry a gun legally, especially felons who know that they can't carry a gun legally. See, lawless people don't obey the law. Just saying. People need to wake up and think about what's happening here in our country. I like to go back to this. When you look at what's taken place in our country since September 11th, America, you've been the ones that have been under attack. And why in a state of terror, America, why is this administration trying to disarm you? They should be arming every American in this country, not disarming them. Can someone say amen? Huh? Can someone think with me? Think things through. On top of that, we have Cuomo harass gun rights protesters. Now he's being ordered to turn over gun registers to them. This is what happens when the American people realize that those that represent them derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. America, we are the government. It's not they, the government. It's we, the people, the government. And those that serve we, the people, though we're all ruled by God's moral law, the Mosaic Constitution, know your founding documents, friends. Those that serve we, the people, they're not above the law. They don't have a right to break the law. Furthermore, they work for you. You do not work for them. But they mean to oppress you. They mean to put in your minds that they are demigods. Folks, that's dangerous. That is very dangerous what we're seeing in this country today. Has anybody ever been in a situation where they actually see crime deterred because someone had a gun? Oh, you can go online. You can see them all day long. When someone is armed and someone means to come in and commit a crime against them, I'll tell you what, they're the first ones out the door. See, the door hits them where the good Lord splits them real quick. Folks, do you remember when Rosie O'Donnell back in the 90s tried to convince the American people that gun owners are responsible for the crime in America? She said, their blood is upon you and the NRA, she said. But it's interesting when we found out Rosie O'Donnell and her bodyguard just recently applied for a permit for a gun to protect Rosie. That didn't fly too well, did it? Here, let me say this, Rosie. Blaming guns for crime is like blaming spoons for people being overweight. That's ridiculous. Folks, we are who we are today. Because we are an armed people. And for those that have enough common sense to understand what's going on in their country, let me say this. Why is it that you have to ask permission from a corrupt system, not all, but some, for a permit to actually carry what God has given you as a right to demand? Why are you asking government for permission when God already gave you the right? Folks, do those that serve we the people have a right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own image? Absolutely not. But if the American people have been so stupefied and dumbed down that they don't know the difference because they haven't taken time to say thank you to the hundreds of thousands of men and women that fought and bled and died magnifying the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, then guess what? You deserve what you got coming. But I'm just here telling you that government does not have a right to tear that Constitution down. As a matter of fact, when you look at the Bill of Rights, friends, they are a bunch of thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. But then again, when I ask most grown-ups, are we a democracy or a republic, they believe that we're a democracy. Read Article 4, Section 4. We are a constitutional republic, friends. Wake up. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. Wake up. Folks, we have all these anti-gunners out there. Why is this going on? As a matter of fact, we probably have all heard of Michael Bloomberg. I'm going to highlight this criminal for you in just a couple minutes, and I want to show you that all these anti-gun mayors across the United States of America are nothing more than criminals. And I'm going to highlight their crimes for you in just a couple minutes. So the criminal wants your guns. Why is that? Folks, again, gun control dictator style. We're going full bore right after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Gun control dictator style, friends. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what I want you to know is, interestingly enough, we find those that want to actually disarm the American people, namely the anti-gun mayors like the likes of Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Isn't it interesting how all these anti-gunners, man, namely those that serve we the people, let me say that again, those that serve we the people, isn't it interesting how they are always surrounded by armed bodyguards? See, the message is, friends, you peasants, you can't, you know, protect yourselves. But see, we demigods, we can do what we will. See, we learned not too long ago that the criminal acts of the anti-gun mayors are, well, let me say it this way. We found that the anti-gun mayors are criminal themselves. Guilty as charged within their own ranks of such crimes as, listen carefully, friends, these are those that need to disarm you. These are the crimes that they are guilty of violating: tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, perjury. And in one demigod mayor that wants to remove you in your arms, friends, was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. Congressional immunity, is that what that is? Mayoral immunity? It must be. Well, as long as it sounds political, then it must be, right, friends? Well, let me tell you something again. Those that serve we the people are not above the law. They are not above the law. America, you ready for this? You are the law, as long as you're abiding by the law that God gave. Because God shed his grace upon us, right? And when you look at your Mosaic institution, we understand that we're ruled by moral law, not ceremonial, church, moral. Christ did not abrogate moral law. He fulfilled it. Just like yours in the natural, your veterans, what do? They fight to uphold the laws of the land that God gave. And if you look at the oath that they swear, they always end that oath with what? So help me God. And when you look at the top of their graves, well, they're 6 feet under. What's above their heads, friends? That Christian cross. If you don't believe me, just go to any veteran memorial in the United States of America. Mao Zedong said November 6, 1938, that all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. See what this is about? It's about control. Let me say this again. Mao Zedong, November 6, 1938. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. In other words, now that you've been disarmed, America, now we rule the roost, and we're not asking for permission. This is what it's about. This is what it's always been about, friends. Ask your mom and your dad, did you ever hear about this back in the 60s, in the 50s, in the 40s, in the 70s? Of course not. This is a new thing, and this is what they're teaching kids in public school through something called International Baccalaureate. Disarmament. They want global disarmament. Why? And, you know, case in point, if you ever go to New York City, I've been there quite a few times, but if you ever go to the UN building, it's interesting that they have a little handgun with the nozzle tied in a knot. You know, we need to get rid of them bad guns. All them bad guns, right? But it's interesting that you go inside the UN building and guess what you see? You see armed guards protecting those people that mean to rule over you. You see the message here, friends? All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. Oh, going back to International Baccalaureate and what your kids are being taught in public schools, if you're foolish enough to have them there, they're teaching global disarmament. They're teaching everything that is un-American. And do keep in mind, friends, that that was a global educational scheme that was contrived in 1968 in Sweden. It is foreign. It is not American. And just a side note, the federal government has no business whatsoever teaching your children anything. Case in point, William Bennett was right, Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan. He said the longer that kids stay in public schools, in essence, he said the stupider they get. This was in the 80s. Over 700,000 students every year in public schools that graduate cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. Now we have something called No Child Left Behind, which is nothing but communism. Teaching the kids to shoot for the floor rather than for the stars. They want to equalize the playing field. Nobody can be better than anybody else. Now you have something called Common Core under Barack Hussein Obama, which is nothing but confusion in itself. But again, what's the problem? Over 86% of those that profess to be patriots, Christians, and or conservatives are the ones dropping their kids off at public schools to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government in the first place. Oh, I would love to be called out on the carpet on these issues. I really would. I've had principals in their confusion, blurt out the truth. When they thought they were cute, they thought it would be okay to tell Bradley Dean when I was doing their high school assembly, you know, our history books and our science books are being changed every 3 to 7 years, but whatever starts at the top, we just drop it to the bottom. So the teacher's saying, the principal's saying, in essence, as long as I'm getting paid, I don't care. Hey, friends, my Bible tells me that you are to train up your children in the way that they're supposed to go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. Just talking about a branch off the tree, friends. This is what's going on in public schools, and this is how they mean to win the day. They want to empower the younger generation to overthrow the older generation. Oh, and going back to Mao Zedong, that's exactly how he threw off the Republic of China. He went to the younger generation. They indoctrinated them to throw off the Republic of China. And it's interesting, friends, going to the White House. If you want to know who this president emulates to a T, look to Mao Zedong. For those that did not know, over in China, kids actually worship Mao Zedong, who's responsible for killing off millions and millions and millions and millions through man-made droughts, through murder, so on and so forth. Of those ancestors, the grandpas and the grandmas and the dads and the moms, of those that now worship him. And it's also something that you need to take note of, friends. Over in China today, Barack Hussein Obama is considered to be a hero to those communists. Because, America, you do realize that this administration is allied with your sworn enemies. But they have T-shirts over there in place of Mao Zedong with Barack Hussein Obama on them. Just saying. Just wanted you to know. Why is he so anti-gun? Why does he make way? Why does he support your enemies within the White House? Fund your enemies? Your sworn enemies, friends? Becoming allied with your enemies? Because there's no difference. This is the guy that said he wanted to fundamentally transform America, and the American people have allowed him to do it. Less than 1.6% of the population is destroying America because 318 million people are letting him do it. And at length, what it comes down to is your sin is before a just and a holy God. And yes, friends, your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. Repent towards God. Read Exodus 20, his moral law. Let that law drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Put your faith in Jesus Christ and read his word daily. That's the problem we're having. This country's turning into hell because we have forsaken our God. Isaiah 60, Psalm 9, 16, and 17. I'm talking about gun control dictator style. There's so much that needs to be interjected into this message. But people do need to understand that what we complain about worldwide is exactly what we are tolerating in this country. And we need not tolerate it. And my message is that of hope, friends, not gloom and doom, rest assured. I believe that, you know, going back to the Chinese, they have a word called crisis, has two different meanings. One is danger, the other one is opportunity. I believe that we have an opportunity today, friends, to prove our God just the way that our forefathers did. Call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Getting back to the topic here, I want to parallel history as to what you're seeing today. Talking about gun control dictator style, friends. Second hour, by the way, just forecasting a bit here. I'm going to talk about the militia, and I'm going to show you lawfully through federal code that, America, you are the militia. You are the militia. When we come back on the other side of this break, we're going to parallel history with the present. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S. made fish oil products by going to